Welcome to the CBI Wales Weekly Podcast. This is an audio version of the weekly Western Mail column, giving you a CBI view on Wales and the world. This podcast is for the 28th of October 2009. The issue is business reputation. I took part in a panel debate last week on likely cuts in public spending and the likely impact on services, but instead found myself having to defend the private sector on a couple of counts. The first question to me dealt with city bonuses and how they could be curtailed. There was no doubt from the audience that they should be. Another contribution effectively stated that as the current recession was the fault of the private sector, public servants should not be expected to suffer any of the consequences. Irrespective of whether or not you agree with these sentiments, one thing is becoming increasingly obvious, and that is that the reputation of business has taken a severe knock during the recession and not just in the banking sector. 4/5 of respondents in a recent UK survey said they didn't trust business leaders to put the needs of their employees and shareholders ahead of their own personal interests. Almost as large a proportion thought that business ethics had deteriorated in the past decade. Executive pay, environmental responsibility, openness with information, all of these have surged as issues where the public think that company behaviour has fallen short. There are a number of reasons why we in business should be seriously concerned about these trends. First is that public faith in the workings of markets has been severely shaken by the events of the past 2 years. Following the collapse of communism 20 years ago, the power of the markets reached out into every aspect of our lives, and it seemed for a while that enlightened self-interest and open competition offered a clear pathway to rising levels of prosperity everywhere. But then we were reminded in the most painful way that markets themselves are capable of failure, and currently the focus of comment is on what goes wrong with them. If business is regarded as a pariah by the public and politicians once the dust begins to settle, there will be a price to be paid, probably in the form of regulation, higher taxes, or a combination of the two. In a difficult environment, business has to be on the right side of the argument, seen as at the heart of a healthy society, not some vested interest, doing its own thing on the margins. Otherwise, we will see an environment where risk-taking and entrepreneurial drive are smothered out under mountains of fresh red tape. Another reason why business reputation matters more than it has done in the past is that there are no secrets anymore. In today's world, information flows freely everywhere, and no institution, certainly no business, can hide behind a comfortable veil of security. In a world without secrets, the behaviours which build or destroy reputations become a matter of critical importance, whether you are a politician claiming expenses, the BBC paying its stars, or businesses making profits. It is another reason why business has to win the trust of the communities in which it operates and burnish its reputation as a force for good. And what applies to the business sector as a whole is also likely to impact with even more force on individual firms. A company's reputation in this age will in good measure determine its ability to recruit the best talent on its payroll and to attract and retain customers in a highly competitive global marketplace. All this adds up to a very important set of issues for business, and one that is not going to look any less challenging after the political changes due next year, no matter what the outcome. Ideology is dead, and with it the old certainties of left and right. A Conservative government would be at least as likely as Labour to give business a kicking if it thought it was in the wrong place. And in Wales, whilst business is valued for the jobs that it can create in communities, there remains a mistrust of its methods that is evident whenever the subject of its involvement in delivery of public services is raised. So what can be done? How should business go about rebuilding its reputation and presenting itself as what it really is, the creator of national wealth, well-being and jobs, and the mechanism to put us out of recession? Well, next week I will give you some ideas and see whether you agree.